Hi, my name is Spencer Grant, and you're listening to a Four Trees special episode. So, it may surprise you all to know this, but it turns out that I actually have a few friends, and of these friends, I hang out with a small group of guys every week on Thursday to play a role-playing game called Traveler. However, one week, our usual DM, John, wasn't feeling prepared to run our campaign, so around 20 minutes before we started, the guy suggested that I take over and DM a one-shot with the Warrior Cats adventure game as a joke. And I accepted the challenge because why not? I ran to a Discord server I was in and asked for as many Warrior Cat names as possible, and then I began frantically searching online for resources and settings for the Warrior Cat adventure game. Then, when the call started, we all went through character creation, and I began recording shortly thereafter, partially at their behest and partially because of my curiosity. My friends have very little to no understanding of the Warrior Cat setting. Most of what they know is vague and based off of distant memories or things I told them. As such, it gets a little silly and a little dirtier than usual, even with the curse words bleeped out. Also, a few technical notes to keep in mind. Since this was a spur-of-the-moment recording session, it means that I didn't have any time to get them to record their own audio or do a better job setting up my own. You may hear Discord notifications, ringtones, other commotion going on in the background, and low-quality audio from most of the participants. That's more or less unavoidable, but it's been mitigated as much as possible by Alex, who offered to do post sound. As for the game, the module we were playing is loosely based off the Fever Dream scenario, and we decided that the game would be more enjoyable for us if we added in probability, such as dice rolls. I didn't really have much more than the Cliff Notes version of the scenario, so I went fairly off-script depending on what we thought was fun. And one more thing, if you have a hard time telling voices apart in a group of people, I invite you to watch this episode on YouTube, where I have set up an audio visualizer so as to help you tell each person apart. The link will be in this episode's description. With that in mind, I invite you to join my four friends on their Warrior Cat journey in this bonus episode of Four Trees. Would you like to introduce your characters to our literary audience?
My character is named Mild Gust, and Mild Gust got his name from the fact that a gust of wind could knock him over. He's not a strong cat, but he makes up with it in
That's
spirit.
beautiful. Are there any more facets to the entire, universe of existence that is Mild Gust, or is that it? He's just a weak guy.
He's a weak guy. He's got a little bit of brains, but yeah, he's from Thunder Clan, so he's a bit thoughtful according to the game. And also he's pretty good at talking. Like he's got the orate knack going on and
All
he can
right.
interpret dreams and all that
All right,
jazz.
that's pretty good. That's delightful. So you would say he has a special connection with Star Clan of
Of
some
some
kind?
kind, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we had a discussion before this because we thought Star Clan was an option, not a
Star
religion.
Clan is not an option, Alex. I swear to God, if you ever pick Star Clan again, I'm gonna cut you.
All right, I guess I'll go next.
Yeah.
So this is Skunk Pelt. He's a very sad, lonely cat, because he stinks really bad all the time. Coincidentally, he also has the pattern of a skunk, which is just a happy accident of nature. Yeah, he gets in a lot of fights because no one likes him a lot and people are mean to him. And conversely, he's mean to other people because that's how he was just raised. I guess. He's very strong and he likes to climb and wander around the tree branches by himself a lot.
It seems like you put a lot of thought in this. Thank
Well,
you.
I saw a name on a name generator and I decided to go with it.
That's
Yeah.
beautiful. All right. Alex, Otto, which of you two would like to go next?
I was just gonna have some joke lined up, so I'll go.
Oh, do I?
It'll give me more time to think of
Well,
it.
now you must.
Yeah.
You have 30 seconds.
So my cat is named Dreambelly because that's what the dreams are kept. He only eats good food, and he is good at hitting and good at thinking, both. And those things do not need to be exclusive. Yeah, that's the cat. He's a good thinker, good puncher. No, chomper. He chomps. That's the thing. That chomps. Was the scrub it. He's a good, he chomps. He's chomps, and he knows a thing or two about two legs.
All right, that's good to know.
Everything you need to know about Dreambelly.
Did he used to be? What are they called? Kitty pet.
Yeah, was he formerly a kitty?
Is that where his knowledge of humans comes from?
You know or what?
Two legs.
I'm going to keep this on the download, but he's actually currently a kitty pet sometimes. Like, he pops in and out.
That's really interesting.
He hangs around in people's gardens. Yeah. And gets treats.
Does that line up with the lore, Spencer?
Yeah, I could. There was a cat in, what was it, like books 3 or 4 that was... hanging around two legs all the time. And eventually what happened was he got kidnapped by them and he had to find his way back to the clans. And it was a very exciting plot point.
Oh,
and
man.
There are houses in the New Forest. People live there.
There's going to be a house in this story, I'm just going to picture Spencer's house from like middle school.
Thank
it's
you.
Set in the UK.
I'm not sure where it's set, to be honest. Like, these books are still pretty confusing about that.
The warriors have their own kind of sovereign area, right?
Yeah, so
they're not really in a country.
Maybe it's part of the United Kingdom. Yeah, presumably. Yeah.
Oh, like the Hundred Acre Wood kind of vibe.
A little bit.
It's
basically the New Forest.
All right, Alex, would you like to introduce your cat? I think we might have heard about him before.
Yeah, my cat's name is Push Things Off the Edge as Piss Whisker. He's a name of ThunderClan, but he's secretly a ghost and is actually a member of StarClan. He is ultraviolet in color.
Get ready for some retcons. Okay.
Do we just call him Piss Whisker?
Yeah, just call him Piss Whisker. That's what I do. Okay.
Push Things Off the Edge is a title. It's like Mister, the title.
A little bit, yeah.
His strength is 10, and his intelligence is -5, and his spirit is 1.
No, that is not correct.
That doesn't even map out correctly.
That does not map out correctly. You cannot take skills from one area.
No, but even if you could, that's not such.
It doesn't work.
But not only are you cheating, but you're not cheating correctly.
It's so frustrating.
Like in your hypothetical world, it doesn't even work.
His strength is 6 and his intelligence is 0, then.
You can't have 0, can you?
You must have 1! Did you read the rules?
Oh, no, I did, but Spencer said that there was leeway.
I said you can have 0 intelligence if you want.
If you could have 0, I would put Dreambelly's spirit to 0, because he believes in no gods, only man.
He's a nihilist.
No, not even man, it's only cats.
No gods, only cats. Yeah, that's it.
No gods, no kings.
Only cats.
That's
brain
beautiful.
Empty, only cats.
Alright, well, shall we get started then? Into the world of warriors cats.
All right.
Okay, so I presume all of you guys know where Four Trees is, of course, but just in case don't, let me elucidate.
We are all experts in the lore, by the way.
ThunderClan.
But just imagine we weren't. Imagine we weren't for a second.
Yeah, just so that you won't, I will lay out the scene. You guys are ThunderClan cats. You live in your ThunderClan camp with your friends having a great time. Your leader is a cat named Silent Star. Your medicine cat is a cat named Fluff Whisker, and you take orders from a cat called Green Claw. Dreambelly, your best friend, is a cat called Pink Nose, and Skunk Pelt, your best friend, is a cat called Ivy Step.
Okay.
It's leaf fall currently, which is, as we know, one of the most dangerous seasons in the forest.
Do you mean?
No, I'm pretty sure I mean leaf fall, Alex. I feel like I would know if I was talking about autumn.
Okay.
Is currently leaf
fall. What's autumn?
That's a good point. It's what British people call leaf fall.
Do you mean two legs?
Oh yeah, you put fall, don't you?
Yeah, we do call it fall. So currently there is a bout of sickness accosting all of the clans of the forest. And on our way to Four Trees, which is like the center of the forest with all the there are four trees there, right? And a big rack in the middle. And the deal is yeah, there's a big rock in the middle, and the deal is, like, the leader cats will get on the rock and talk to everybody. But, I mean, what's the point of them talking to everybody? The gossip is all around. Everybody knows what's going on. There's a plague going through the forest, and the fact of the matter is only a few cats can help us. And, huh?
Is there a name for this plague?
Yeah, what's on the plaque?
The
plaque.
The plague, it's called beige cough, and it's kind of a derivative of another warrior cat's illness called white cough and green cough, except for that with this one, you're coughing the color beige. So already, as you make your way through the bracken and you step through the twigs and pines on your way to Four Trees, you can hear a cacophony, pun intended, of noise coming from cats with beige cough, and cats even without beige cough but are experiencing some of the symptoms regardless within their journeys in and out of convalescence.
Question.
Yeah?
How does that sound? Sorry.
Do you want me to cough
into my microphone for you? Because I can do that if you want.
Yeah. That'd be really great for the podcast.
All right, yeah. You son of a... Yeah.
So emerged now.
Masked, so...
Do cats have some sort of nose and mouth hiding apparatus in order to slow the spread of said plague?
No, unfortunately, cats do not have anything resembling an N95 mask. So that is just
off the
table. Yeah. So as your leader, Silent Star, leads you down into the place that the two legs called Druid's Hollow, but obviously, you know, it's really called Four Trees because that's just better. There are four trees after all, like, let's be real. So as Silent Star, I don't even know what a druid is. Like, it feels like one of those fake words that British people made up to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no. It's stupid. Yeah, sure, Alex. But anyway, as your as Silent Star leads you down into the hollow that constitutes Four Trees, you are greeted with the sight of hundreds of sick-looking cats, basically skeletons with carpets on top of them, all of which are just kind of looking sad and sallowed. And Silent Star takes his place on the Great Rock, which is the big rock at the middle of Four Trees that I was talking about earlier, and then you guys made fun of the way I said the word rock, along with the other leaders of the... leaders of the clans, Eagle Star, Bitter Star, and Lily Star of River Clan, Wind Clan, and Shadow Clan, respectively. With a lift of his tail, Silent Star calls the meeting into order, and he says, "Cats of all clans, we have gathered here not only because of the full moon, but because there is a terrible plague that has swept across our forest. Beige cough has cost us the life." What? What am I doing?
Did he say it like that? Is that how he said it?
Guys, give him a break. He's British.
Yeah, guys, this is how we say it here in Britain. Oh, no.
You take like something from every dialect you encounter and just mix it into one.
John, he makes them up. He just makes up accents and adopts them into his speech.
Otherwise, how are people gonna know that I'm not from New York?
I eat curry.
I'm not from New York.
It's a wax.
Hey, Silent Star, I'm walking in.
All right. I want to hear Silent Star speak.
Everybody wants to hear Silent Star speak. This is like a big thing because he doesn't talk very much. So Silent Star is like, "Cats of all clans, we've gathered here not only because of the full moon, but because of this horrible plague that has swept across our forest. It has left our camps decimated. It has left our kids starving and dying because our warriors can't go out and catch food for them. Something has to be done." Now, at the Medicine Cat meeting that happened at the half moon, our Medicine Cats, Bubble Flower, Fluff Whisker...
I'm also Lightstep, a Medicine Cat.
Right? Are you a Medicine Cat?
I am. Well, wait, no, I'm a Warrior. I just have Medicine Lore. My bad.
I gotta add you to the Medicine Cat.
That was my minor.
Minor in Warriors College. Okay. Our Medicine Cats have discovered, through a sign of Star Clan, that there is, in fact, a secret stash of Feverfew somewhere along the road to the Sundrowned place. We must send a group of cats, whoever is strong and able enough, to rescue the Feverfew and bring it back to distribute amongst our clans. Are there any volunteers?
This is 80% of the plot of the book you made me read.
This is nothing to do with the plot of the book that I made you read. In the other... This one is more overt. All of the clan leaders are in agreement. Eagle Star steps forward and says that she shall not volunteer any of her warriors because she doesn't want anybody to leave River Clan unattended. Right now, River Clan is going through some harsh stuff. Some two legs are poisoning the river. You know... however, if ThunderClan would like to step forward, and she says this with a snarl because she suspects ThunderClan of stealing prey, if ThunderClan would like to step forward and sacrifice some of their warriors to go on a fool's errand, she would be more than happy to provide them passage through her territory.
Ooh.
Bitterstar does not share quite as much of the acrimony, but he does say that he cannot spare any of his warriors either.
Turn to Ivy's stuff and I'm like, yo, doesn't it seem kind of weird that there's a play going on and everyone gathers all the clans into one area, kind of all together grouped? I don't know.
Unfortunately, Ivy Step has not been allowed to use the brain cell that is shared amongst all of the other DMPCs, so all that he can do is shrug and say, I just would rather not sacrifice my freedom in the face of this virus. I want to show it who's boss.
Yeah, I can respect that.
So Mild Gus kind of steps forward very confidently and says, if it is a fool's errand to try and repair the clans and save us from this illness, then I am a fool.
Alright, can you roll persuasion real quick?
Roll persuasion?
Alright, so you've got orator, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to roll a d20. So
okay.
I think you can do that.
I can do that.
I want you to add your spirit, and then if you have anything in focus, that would add that to that as well.
Oof. Alright, I got a 3, mm-hmm. plus 4 is 7. I don't have any focus.
Alright, unfortunately, all of the other cats have scorned you. They turn away and snort at your silly proposal to rescue the other cats of the clan.
Ever scorning the majority as he's done his whole life, mm-hmm. says all these other people, if none of them are gonna do it, I'll go and I'm gonna step up. Kind of like, you know, a couple feet away from I'm so bad with names, I'm sorry.
I'm a wild guest.
A couple feet away because I don't want my stench to, you know, be too overpowering.
Thank you, Mild Gust. No, thank you, Skunk Pell. I don't know why. I thank both of us. Yes.
Another wonderful speech from the great orator. That's good. You're doing great so far, John. All right. Silent Star nods at you in silent approval and turns to the other leaders, flicking his ear. Lily Star sighs and steps forward. She says, all right, listen, I don't want all the ThunderClan cats taking the glory, so I will compel one of my ShadowClan warriors to step forward. She grinds her talon-like claws on the great rock, and she says, so, would anybody like to step forward? In a very, like, evil kind of sense. You know how ShadowClan cats are, like, evil and stuff, right? That's, like, her thing. They're Slytherin.
They're super evil.
Yeah, they're super evil. So she's like, yeah. Hey, one of you guys step forward. But no Shadow Clan cat.
So, from the back of the crowd, Dreambelly starts to scratch in a tree and makes a horrible noise. And he goes, and he starts saying, I know a thing or two about two legs. You know the thing about two legs? They got lifeless eyes. Black eyes, like a doe's eye.
You're doing the speech from Jaws?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are they two legs?
He starts to tell everyone that The two legs are behind it, like always. And I know everything about two legs. I know all there is to know. I'm a hidden agent. You need me. I need to go. Oh. Yeah.
The other cats are impressed but disgusted by your devotion to two legs. Actually, one of the other ThunderClan cats, Rabbit Tail, takes a step further away from you and begins to whistle innocuously as though he does not know you.
Can cats whistle?
I don't know, but I guess they can.
This one counts.
I'd say they hum, maybe.
Hum inconspicuous.
Inconspicuous humming.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't bother Dreambelly. Dreambelly just sits and rubs his belly.
What a bunch of pussies. Right? Up top!
Nice.
He's gonna have to censor that.
Yeah,
you are making a lot of work for Spencer right now.
No, I think that one can fly.
Okay. The other ones are
right, you mean like a scary cat, right?
Yeah, they're all pussycats.
Yeah, quit pussyfooting around, right?
Piss Whisker, you got anything for us?
Nope.
Okay. Well.
Just stays.
In that case.
I have an intelligence of 0.
Alright, that's fair.
You can't actually speak.
Silent Star.
Oh my god.
Silent Star's eyes are glowing with pride at the skill and stick-to-itiveness of his warriors. His least favorite warriors, his most unpopular warriors, stepping forward to do the right thing for the clan. Lily Star, on the other hand, is a little bit apoplectic at the fact that no Shadow Clan cat has stepped forward until a stirring from the shadows. That's where they get their name, actually. I don't know if you're aware. A stirring from the shadows reveals the Shadow Clan medicine cat, a cat called Bud Light. Bud Light is
Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light.
It's in the drink.
No, it's no, like a flower like a type bud. Of and then light. Yeah. It's in the light. A Shadow Clan cat called Bud Light, who is the medicine cat, steps forward. And but Bud Light is a brown tabby with white tufts on her ears, tails, and paws. And Bud Light goes, well,
I describe it more as like a light brown.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like a light brown tabby for sure.
Yeah.
But like the, you know, still the white tufts, those are important.
Yeah,
she,
no, like,
she's
yeah,
got
good.
Frosted tips. Bud Light steps forward and she's like, well, I'm not gonna let these ThunderClan cats have all the glory. I bet Skunk Pelt doesn't even know what Feverfew looks like. And a few of the other Shadow Clan cats nod in agreement, but sink back into the silence as Lily Star shoots them a look that could pierce a thousand suns.
Skunk Pelt will arch
at
Bud Light.
Okay,
yeah.
roll for arch.
All right, hold on. Let me bring out my d20. All
right.
So d20 plus what?
D20 plus your strength and arch modifier, if you have it, and any knacks that you might have that might aid your arching.
Okay, I got an 8 plus strength plus arch.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 14.
All right. Bud Light is sufficiently warned of your arching prowess and of your disgusting stench. However,
oh, yes.
She finds it difficult to be deterred from her mission. As soon as she has stepped away from the comfort of her leader and her Shadow Clan clanmates, she has decided now, more than ever, that this is the time to stick up for stuff. And she persists. She says, no, just because you smell like an actual skunk and you are named like an actual skunk, does not mean that I am going to give this up. Alright? This is important for all of the clans, and I won't have just a bunch of ThunderClan rejects ruin it for all of us.
It was out of character, it was more of like a backlash at the comment.
Oh.
I'm fine with them coming.
So, Mild Gus is going to speak up again. So
right.
Well, another pair of fangs are always going to be welcome in such an important mission.
Right.
We're glad to have you on.
Bud Light dips her head in respect to Mild Gust and hisses at Skunk Pelt to indicate why she wishes that Skunk Pelt could behave a little bit more like his mildly gusty compatriot.
Well, next time don't insult
that's
me.
Okay, that's okay.
Sorry, Spencer. Sorry. I'll be PG-13.
So Dreambelly is like still watching in the background. He's got too tired to pet his own belly, so now he's getting his buddy Pink Nose to do it for
mm-hmm.
him. So, there's still some belly rubber going on in the background.
All right, that's good. Thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that.
All right.
I'm going to approach Piss Whisker and say, hey, Piss Whisker, I know you didn't speak up earlier, but a cat of your strength and size would be very valuable on this mission.
Cat, go. What?
just follow us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now that that's been settled, the rest of the cats have their little meeting, and they end it at the appropriate time when the moon begins to set. Bud Light approaches the group of protagonist cats and says, "All right. Now, according to the dreams that the other medicine cats had, we need to start heading towards the hill that cries." I don't know what that means, I'll be honest. It was a very vague dream. We didn't do a lot of other... You know how, like, that thing with dreams are like...
A waterfall.
I don't know if it was a waterfall, you know? Like, I feel like we would know what a waterfall is, but that definitely wasn't a waterfall. It was a hill that cried, you know?
Oh, I get you.
But anyway, there is a stream that goes towards there. I don't know how that works either, because, like, topographically, a stream would come down from a mountain, but whatever. We need to follow the stream along the River Clan border towards the hill that cries. I can meet you guys at Four Trees, like, tomorrow at, like, sunhigh. So if that's what you guys want to do, then by all means, that's completely possible. If not, I can just follow you to your fucking camp and wait for you there. How does that sound?
Quick question. Sounds like you do not want to go to our camp.
I don't want to go to your camp. I think that ThunderClan smells freaking awful.
That's just
and
me.
I would rather not be there, but I also don't know if I can't. No, it's not just you. I have a thing, like, you just don't smell like ShadowClan cats, okay? It's bizarre. But, you know, also, I would just rather not spend any time in ThunderClan, because I know that you guys are a bunch of freaking weirdos and traitors, and I would just rather feel a lot more comfortable if I could spend my last night in ShadowClan preparing and stuff, you know?
Very well. We will meet you back in Fort Trees then on the next day.
All right. And if you think about leaving without me, I will murder you.
Oh, so I would never even entertain the thought.
Don't do that. Yeah, okay, cool. Glad we're all on the same page then. Let's just, I'll head home. I'll see you guys tomorrow, and then basically every day after that for a little while. How's that sound?
Sound good.
Right. I don't like you, though. It doesn't sound good. I mean, obviously we'll do it, but I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting, like, real stink from this guy. Is it just me? Am I reading too much into it?
Real stink from you guys.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my friends. Sorry. Did it seem like I was talking to you? Because I wasn't. I was talking to them.
That's fine. You guys can convene amongst yourselves.
I'm going to try and pull Mild Gust aside and be like, hey, I know you minored in medicine catology. I don't know if there's... significant early symptoms of this disease that we should be looking for, but if any of our group has them, I would like you to
put them down.
Tell us. No, just like tell us. Wink, wink.
Very well. I'll make sure to keep an eye on you lot.
We all good then?
Let's go on an adventure.
All right. Bloodlight heads home with the rest of the ShadowClan cats, and you guys make your way back to the ThunderClan camp with only a little bit of suspicion that, well, I guess as much suspicion as you want, insofar as how the journey is going to go. Do you guys want to do anything in ThunderClan camp to prepare? Talk to the medicine cat, or your leader, or the deputy, or any of your friends before
you go? I'm gonna be in charge of supplies. I'm gonna make sure they've got enough rations. I just want to put bags and bags of rats, because that's my favorite snack.
Okay.
Tons of rats. Like, enough for about 4 weeks.
You can only carry like 2 rats, and in doing so you'll have to use your mouth and can't talk.
Don't we have bags and stuff?
No, you're cats.
We're cats.
All right then. No, I won't. I'll just eat that many. I eat like about a week's worth of rats in one sitting, because I know it's gonna be a while. I'm just gonna get myself in a food coma to pass out, and that's why they call him Dream Belly, because he's just got that belly that jiggles, and that's what dreams are made of. You know?
Yeah, they call him Dream Belly because he has an eating disorder.
Perfect candidate to take with him.
He's a volunteer.
Yeah, if cats had bags, cats would probably also have face masks. So
I'm going to approach the leader, I think.
Okay. You
Silent Star, right?
Silent Star.
And I say, "Hello, Silent Star."
Silent Star blinks at you. Blinking is a friendly cat greeting, by the way. Silent Star
is
silent. Talk much.
Is Silent Star muted?
No.
We heard Silent Star talk.
He's got like a real Bartleby the Scrivener thing going on.
I don't know anything about that.
It's a short story.
Well, we have a location that the Shadow Clan was nice enough to provide that we are going towards. Do you have any further advice on how to proceed with this clan or with our mission?
Silent Star looks into the middle distance, far away sad. That's his facial expression. He sighs after a little while and speaks tersely towards you. Trust not the ShadowClan cats, but stick together. I have spoken.
Wise words as always, Silent Star. Thank you for your time.
Silent Star dips his head in acknowledgement of what you said and wanders off to go play with the lichen that grows above his den. He likes to bat at it, you know. Dangles.
What's Piss? I want to know what Piss Whisker's doing, because they've been very quiet.
Oh, he's just dumb, so he doesn't speak much.
So, what was he doing, though? He must be doing something.
He doesn't have the mental capacity. He's just sort of.
He's vibing.
Just sitting in a corner.
He's vibing.
Everybody out of the freaking way. I got a head full of empty, a fist full of claws.
Steel.
Yeah.
He's just looking for a fight. He's just, you know, just excited about that.
He's just itching. Just, you know, tapping his foot.
You always play a psychopath.
It's a little different.
It's a little, it's yeah. Kind of telling about it. I don't know, maybe you was in it.
That was not intentional, but you're right, yeah.
That's all we have for today. Will we find out what the Crying Hill is? Will the group manage to ditch Bud Light? Will Alex finally get to the bottom of why all the characters he plays are psychopaths? Who knows? But anyways, I sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode of Four Trees and our bumbling attempts to play the adventure game. I recognize this roleplay might not be serious or hardcore enough for some, and to them I apologize. Our group just has a different definition of fun. In the meantime, the next episode will be released about a week from now, and if you enjoyed it, then please drop me a line on Twitter or something to let me know. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening to Four Trees, our Warrior Cats community podcast. I've been your host, Spencer Grant. Four Trees is recorded live in front of a studio audience at Druids Hollow Studios here in Bristol. Our theme was composed by Spencer Grant and arranged by Jerry Mousman. Be sure to listen right up until the end for the extended version. Our 3D assets were designed by Spencer Diablo Grant, and our 2D assets were designed by Lily Tran at Cardinal Mask. Our editor is Spencer Pagliacci Grant. Post sound is by Alex Turner. The Warrior Cat series is written by Aaron Hunter and distributed by HarperCollins. Please support the official release. Special thanks for these episodes goes out to the players Noah, Otto, Alex, and John. Thank you guys so much. You can find us at the web at spencergrant.co.uk/fourtrees or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find our YouTube uploads with auto-generated subtitles and audio visualizations at youtube.com/spencergrant. Again, I've been Spencer, and you have been beautiful. Bye!